Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 80, and following that we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 80. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. If you are willing to recognize your problems, you will recognize that you have no problems. Your one central problem has been answered, and you have no others. Therefore, you must be at peace. Salvation thus depends on recognizing this one problem and understanding that it has been solved. One problem, one solution. Salvation is accomplished. Freedom from conflict has been given you. Accept that fact, and you are ready to take your rightful place in God's plan for salvation. Repeat this over and over and over to yourself today with gratitude and conviction. Your only problem has been solved. You are entitled to peace today. A problem that has been resolved cannot trouble you. Be certain you do not forget that all problems are the same. Their many forms will not deceive you while you remember this. One problem, one solution. Accept the peace this simple statement brings you. Let us be determined to not collect grievances today. Let us be determined to be free of problems that don't exist. The means is simple honesty. Do not deceive yourself about what the problem is, and you must recognize it has been solved. Let me recognize the problem has been solved. I notice that as I contemplate this, I searched my mind for all the doings that I thought needed to be done today. Like making a phone call to get a tax paper sent to me so I can do my taxes. And calling a business to pay a bill I need to pay. And as I search my mind for these doings that I feel I need to do, I see how I am habitually looking for the problem in all that I do. As if there are separate problems for each of these things I need to accomplish. Yet Jesus is telling me that there is no problem. The only problem I think I have is in my mind. The idea that I am separate from. But once I see with vision that separation is the only problem I have, I can also see with vision that it is not the truth. It's not the truth that I'm separate. And so there truly is no problem. That there is a problem is an illusion. Instead of approaching the phone call about tax information as a problem, I can approach it as a joining of given the opportunity to reach out to and work with another being. Another chance for another holy instant. How can there be a problem of an opportunity for a holy instant? Of remembering together with another who we are? And as I let go of all these problems, it's like being on vacation. Finally, I can relax, I can let my hair down, I can sit on the beach or the mountaintop or next to a lake and just enjoy the view. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to recognize and let go of, with great honesty and conviction, to let go of when I am in a habit. When I am in a habit of looking for problems, help me to change it to be a habit of just allowing the next holy instant to arise. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, as we let go of all the thoughts that want to distract us. As they come up, we simply don't get attached. We simply let them go. And we let the peace of our acceptance, that we have no problems, we let that peace sink through us and around us. We recognize that we are out of conflict and we are free and at peace. Repeating that idea that we are free and at peace as frequently as needed to keep ourselves centered in peace. And sit in the peace. The peace comes from within. The peace is our nature. Allow ourselves to be only the peace. Be only the peace. Thank you for joining with me today in this spacious peace. Namaste.